In rural Livingston County, Kathy Carroll picks brightly colored flowers from her large garden. A kitten nuzzles up against her leg and then settles in for a quick nap in the hot sun. Several yards away, this pastoral scene is changing. Large trucks pass up and down the road with long, narrow pipeline parts. Crops have been replaced with overturned soil, and neon-appareled construction workers halt traffic every couple of minutes. It's the start of a 600-mile oil pipeline. Carroll and her family don't seem to mind the commotion or the project itself.
We know it's a good thing because our country needs oil. We are disappointed, you know, about having to tear through trees, but you just have to do that to do a pipeline.
The Flanagan South Pipeline will transport heavy Canadian oil from Alberta. As the name suggests, the project originates just outside of Flanagan, Illinois. It will pass through Quincy, cross the Mississippi River, and run through Missouri and Kansas to a storage hub in Cushing, Oklahoma. Canada-based Enbridge will operate the pipeline. Carroll says one of the most important factors for her is how the company treats the land.
Hopefully nothing will leak, you know, or there'll be a spill or something, because, I mean, that would contaminate our water and stuff. But hopefully they're doing it very safely and very securely.
Enbridge's record isn't perfect. In 2010, oil from one of its lines spilled into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan. The cost of cleanup topped $700 million. Kevin O'Connor, an Enbridge spokesman, says it's an incident the company never wants to repeat.
The alarm system itself is different than what it was before. There are all kinds of things that we learned from that incident that have allowed the company to make changes and adjustments in how we operate and maintain our lines going forward.
These residents are already familiar with Enbridge. The new line will run parallel to the Spearhead pipeline, which is also operated by the company. Heather Navarro is the executive director of the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. She says her group has serious concerns with the new pipeline.
People are already familiar with the fact that there's a pipeline running through there, but they may not know that this is going to be transporting a much larger capacity and a much more corrosive, toxic, dangerous substance than what's going through those pipelines right now.
Enbridge's Kevin O'Connor explains the oil is regulated.
It's a thick product that has sand and water and those sorts of things in it. All those have to be removed in order to meet pipeline specifications, both from Enbridge standards as well as industry and regulatory standards.
Flanagan Village President Jerome Roque says he hasn't talked much in person with Enbridge representatives, but they have sent him information packets, and he attended an open house. Roque says he supports the pipeline, but can see how others wouldn't.
I can see if I had 160 acres and they were going right through the middle of it and took my crops out, and I was worried that maybe there'd be a leak in my 160, I'd be concerned too, but I feel our technology is covering any fears that you'd have.
Around 600 people will work on the Illinois portion of the line. The pipes are 3 feet in diameter and 4 feet below the surface. The Michaels Corporation is contracted for the first half of the pipeline. A spokesperson says in Illinois, about half of those employees already work for Michaels, and the rest are hired through local union halls. While planning for the Flanagan South project is completed, the Keystone XL pipeline has been in limbo for 5 years. That project, which would carry a similar product, is caught up in political and environmental wrangling. John Felmy is chief economist at the American Petroleum Institute, which represents America's oil and natural gas industries.
The oil in Canada is going to be produced, and the question is, where does it go? If it goes to the United States, it'll have lower emissions for shipping, processing, and consumption.
Reporter Tina Casagrand covered the development of the Flanagan South Pipeline with support from the St. Louis Press Club.
It's a significant amount of oil that is coming out of that region, which is why a lot of the pipeline companies are sort of rushing to facilitate the transportation of that.
That rush is what worries environmental groups. The Sierra Club and Missouri Coalition for the Environment both filed lawsuits seeking more information on Enbridge's applications and the environmental impacts. The coalition's Heather Navarro says taxpayers should know the details of the new pipeline.
And this is all being pushed through a nationwide permitting system, which is very different from what we're used to with notice and comment. The public is given a chance to learn what's going on. When something is rammed through this hard with no opportunity for public input or comment, I think we all should be really concerned about what's going on here.
Enbridge spokesperson Katie Lang says her company informed residents through open houses.
We had environmental teams there, the engineers, construction engineers, public affairs.
Navarro says aside from questioning the legality of the project, there's a bigger concern.
If this country cares about jobs and efficiency and moving forward, we need to be investing in renewable sources of energy instead of pouring all of our money and giving these huge handouts to these private companies.
The Army Corps says it does not comment on pending litigation, but as the lawsuit continues, pipes are still going into the ground. I'm Jenna Dooley.